Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In 2019, this is essentially like, what, a nuclear bomb being dropped on you when you're a kid and your parents say, "Give me your phone!"
Oh, yeah. Taking your phone.
That's the worst, right?
Oh, it still makes me mad.
Really? It's TPXY on 98PXY. Corey James, Whitney Young. Yeah, see, I missed out on that because I got my first phone at like 16, and I never got in enough trouble to get that taken away. So I don't
really?
I don't know what it feels like to get that punishment dropped on me.
Well, yeah. So this all stems from the story of the Ohio teenager who, this is making headlines, I guess, over the weekend. She called 911 when her father took her phone away.
Yeah, she said this to the operator.
"My father took property, which is an $800 phone that doesn't belong to him. He didn't buy it."
By the way, some people commenting on Facebook, if this was their kid, not only would they have taken the phone, they would have smashed it with a hammer.
Oh my God.
So Amy said, Heather commented, "If you don't discipline a teenager's negative behavior and just allow them to get away with this, they will never behave or listen. They are still children and need consequences for their actions before it's too late."
Of course, discipline, that's one thing. But it sounds like if she doesn't, this girl in particular, does not live with her father and he did not buy the phone, she lives with her grandmother, I just don't feel like he has the right in this particular case to take it away. However, in my case, growing up, my parents did buy me every phone I had, my laptop, you know, my car, everything. So they did have the right to take everything that I had
despite what you might have thought or felt at the time.
Yeah, and they did.
You guys are the worst for taking my phone away.
The worst freaking parents ever.
Were there tears when they took your phone away?
Oh, screaming in tears.
Oh
yeah. And they did take it away, or at least they tried.
Oh God. Seriously.
I don't remember how old I was, but this was in the dark ages, the peak Prudy years, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of arguing.
I can only
imagine. Daily, like multiple times a day.
Your poor parents.
Basically, I didn't know when to just shut up for my own good.
Well,
Corey.
Still.
Corey.
Comes out
Corey.
Today.
And so in whatever Lord knows what we were fighting about, but... my parents, as per usual, threatened to take my phone and laptop away if I continued. And this was particularly bad because usually it was one or the other. Like they would take my laptop
the
or
double.
My phone. Yeah.
No communication.
So this was both. And it was, if you don't stop talking, you are going to lose your phone and your laptop and they're going in the safe.
This makes so much. Oh, in the safe.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we have this little safe. And you know that, cause otherwise, I mean, if they hit it, like I would find it if it was just out somewhere.
You're the worst.
So naturally I kept talking cause I can't not have the last word, and they took my phone and they put it in the safe and my laptop. But unfortunately for them, I was smarter.
Oh, God.
I waited. Nay, I lied in wait for one of them to go into the safe to get something out of it. And I watched through the crack in the door like a creep.
You're so sneaky.
As my mom plugged in the combination.
Oh my God.
And I didn't see all the numbers, but I saw enough that I was able to deduce what it was. So then when they both left the house, I crept into the room where the safe is.
I like how you crept even though no one's there. Like you could have just walked inside.
I could have just casually walked
Completely unnecessary. You're army crawling towards the safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, if there's lasers up here, I don't want the motion sensor to go off. So
I mean, you never know. You never know what kind of like cameras and security my parents have set up.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, what's in
that safe? Booby
trapped.
Right. So I go in there and go up to the safe and I, you know, tried a couple things and then I cracked the code. Got my stuff out. Proceeded to hide my phone and laptop in my room so they could not be taken away again. My parents came home. Pretty quickly figured out that I was a little too happy, a little too chipper.
Well, sure. I mean, again, a teenage girl with no phone or laptop, you figure that you would still be in the corner of your room, like in the fetal position, rocking back and forth.
Yeah, exactly. But that was not the case. So they figured it out. And basically my dad said, not only, you know, if you don't resurrender the phone and laptop, not only will they be taken away longer, like weeks, you will also lose your car keys.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Okay.
And at that point.
We're really pulling out the big guns here.
At that point.
Again, I mean, this is probably a lot worse than whatever it was that got them taken away in the first place.
The fact
that you were so sneaky that you figured out what the combo was.
See, here's the thing. I never did anything. Like, when I was growing up and I had things taken away or if I got in trouble, it was always for arguing and quote unquote being disrespectful. Like
sure.
I never actually did anything bad.
All
it was
right.
always my mouth
yeah.
and my just inability to stop arguing
yeah.
that got me in trouble.
You're just
every time.
Pain in the ass. Well, joke's on them. Now it got you a job.
Yeah, exactly. So there.
Take that, mom and dad.
Who's laughing now?
Hopefully them still.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is kind of evil. Mm. On the text line 69822, I take my daughter's charger away, then just slowly watch as her battery dies. That's amazing.
Oh my God. That is fantastic.
That is. What type of a parent do you think that you are going to be when it comes to this? Yeah.
Oh, so here's the funny thing. And I think this is probably how all parents think.
Yeah.
Before you have your kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not getting away with anything. I'm going to be the hard ass. Hell no. Give me that phone. And then when the kid actually comes, I'm going to melt and be like, okay, I'm sorry, whatever you want.
I'm sorry, you're apologizing?
Yeah,
what?
That sounds like me.
Oh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.